Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, election update. We're talking about the update for the election and the candidates that's up for election on March the 21st. That's about a month away. March the 21st, we will have our election. It'll make a difference in what we have is our city. Many in the city council are up for re-election, our election. We have the mayor's office is up for election. The present mayor has been termed out. We have other constitutional offices that will be we'll be placing new people in those offices. And I go back to where we were before the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Raymond Johnson. Raymond Johnson has his ear to the streets, if you will, as to what's happening in the election process. He's the president of Biblical Concepts Ministries and also carries out the work and responsibility on campaign chair and campaign coordinator for several of the candidates. And so I believe Raymond has quite a bit of knowledge in relationship to that. So we're talking with Raymond Johnson about our candidates and the election. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, you can jump in the dialogue and the discussion at any time. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Yes, your 2 cents worth is valued and invited. Love to hear from you. Dial that number and let's have a chat about the issues that we're talking about today. But Raymond, one of the things that I go back to, and we'll get back on track in just a moment, We're talking about the candidate that is the supposed replacement of Lenny Curry, the one that is viewed by the power brokers in our city as the heir apparent to the mayor's office. I think he would be Lenny Curry 2.0 is my position.
That's right.
But the question is, when you look at what the Bible says as finding leadership, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, do we find that Daniel Davis meets any one of those 4 requirements in the biblical text for running for office and being elected as mayor?
So, man, that is a great question. Thank you for asking that, boy. Since you said that, I could hardly hold my words back. So he... Not only does he not meet those, he just as hard and openly as he can absolutely violates every one of those. I thought I'd seen it all with Lenny Curry, but, as you said, this is Lenny Curry 2.0 and on steroids. This guy is, let's be blunt. This is not campaign political rhetoric. This is absolute fact. Daniel Davis is proven with his actions and his statements, not only over the years, but specifically during this campaign. Let's call it what it is, okay? Let's be truthful here. He is a absolute narcissist liar with the intent of gaining power and control at all costs. That's as blunt as I can say it, folks.
Well, Raymond, another question in the same vein, and then we'll get to some other candidates in a moment. I believe we need to speak the truth in love in relationship to what we see taking place here. In fact, the scripture is very, very clear in Proverbs 29, verse 23, that I believe is necessary for us to understand. The scripture says, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. I don't think that text needs great interpretation. We find a prideful man that is running for office, but even beyond what we see on the surface, is it true, based on the investigation that's been taking place over the past several years now, that Daniel Davis received $325,000 through the back door, if you will, that's my term, I don't know what you legally would call it, to try to secretly sell the JEA to through some power brokers that was trying to get it out of the hands of the we the people in the city of Jacksonville. Is that true? Did that take place?
So as far as I understand, you know, I can't speak real legally to all that, but that is my understanding that he was definitely, there's no doubt he was tied into that. Okay, the chamber is one of their major backers, pushers, and you know, he was right in the middle of that. It's just that little group of people, Lenny Curry's political consultants, that were the masterminds of all this, and they were certain key players. And the bottom line is, yes, he was definitely a key player, and there was that money was spent. I don't quite completely understand how that all happened, but it is true, and that is not just a completely, you know, it's not political rhetoric. I just don't quite understand the details of, you know, to explain that exactly. But yes, the money was there, absolutely.
Right, he was a part of it. I've got a frightening article in my hands. It's a press release, news release, issued February the 7th by Robin Lum. Robin Lum was formerly attached to the mayor's office. He left the mayor's office in 2022, July of 2022, because of such a consternation of what's happening in the mayor's office with the power broker's control. And here's the news release. I'm going to read blurbs from it and then get you to give your take on it. Republican leaders call for immediate audit of the Duval County GOP. Question nearly $1 million in payments to consultants tied to Daniel Davis. Jacksonville, this article reads, Jack's Integrity, a coalition of Republican leaders who serve on the Duval County Republican Executive Committee and who advocate for transparency, today called for an immediate audit of the local party's finances. Members of the group are concerned when nearly $1 million in payments to a campaign and media consultants who worked for Daniel Davis Political Action Committee called Building Better Economy. That's the very PAC, PAC, Political Action Committee, that's now trying to smear Al Ferrero as the, what I believe to be the only candidate that's the real candidate for mayor in the city of Jacksonville. This article goes further. It says, the serious problems with how the Republican Party of Duval County and its chairman, Dean Black, are spending party funds, said Robin Lum, a former Duval GOP chair and an 18-year veteran of the Republican Executive Committee, the governing body of the local Republican Party. Lum was referring to payments totaling more than $930,000 were made by the Duval County GOP in October 2022 to consultants who currently work for Daniel Davis Political Action Committee, and who previously worked for Dean Black in his campaign for the Florida House of Representatives. Further in the article, it says, the treasurer for Davis Political Action Committee, as well as Black's Political Action Committee, called True Conservatives. Further, he says, at minimum, the Duval GOP managed to enrich the two consultants who are now running Daniel Davis' campaign for mayor, end quote. And it's a two-page major news release that was released on February the 7th. What do you know about that? What are your thoughts on that? Does that give us further indication that there's a problem with the Daniel Davis campaign and the potential office holder of mayor?
Absolutely. So now that we have a minute to discuss this is getting into the meat of it. And I'm so thankful that we're sharing this information to voters today. So there's definitely corruption within the local GOP, and the city as a whole. So let me back up. The only way I know to really do this is to address it in chronological order. So give me about 1 minute to kind of go back in history and bring us up to date.
Go ahead.
Here's what has really happened. Two men from out of state, Tim Baker from California, Brian Hughes, who's currently in the mayor's administration, came here from Brian Hughes was from the Northeast. They both ended up here in Jacksonville. Tim Baker married his lobbyist wife from Tallahassee while he was at school in Tallahassee. They come here. They start their own consulting business, which was a kind of an affiliate of data targeting in Gainesville. And data targeting has controlled Republican campaigns for the last 30 years across the state. So generational. So they kind of do a spinoff business with that. They were here to take over Jacksonville, and they did just that. So they got Lenny Curry elected as mayor, and after that, they basically recruited, funded, and elected and now control the entire city council and the majority of all elected seats in Duval County and all over the state, but particularly here in Northeast Florida for all counties around. So bring us up to date. Now here we are with the current election. But now, again, hold on, let me back up again. So these are the same few people, Lenny Curry, Tim Baker, Brian Hughes, and a handful of others, including Daniel Davis, and their fall guy, Aaron Zahn, who's actually on trial and going to go to prison for the scheme to sell JEA. So they're the masterminds of that scheme. And that's interesting spinoff. You see this whole committee, total fraud, political witch hunt. Now, I'm not a Cumber supporter. She's a liberal. We don't support her. However, she's not their chosen one, and she independently has millions of dollars to fight Daniel Davis. So they're going after her and Al Ferreiro, who's the true conservative that we're supporting. But so this little group that schemed to sell JEA is now telling their candidates that they control, their council members, they control these elected officials. They scheme everything behind the scenes, and these elected officials are nothing more than puppets. So they're told, well, we need to tear Cumber down, so let's do this fake investigation. So you're just going to do this big circus in the news media over that. Now, is she guilty? Yes, her husband did sit on the board of JEA during all this happening, okay? I'm not going to talk about her, really. She's liberal. It is what it is. But the bottom line is this is a complete circus from the Davis camp because their whole campaign is built on lies and smears. So
hold your thoughts for just one moment, Raymond. I believe we have a caller on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to comment one thing on Raymond's statement about Daniel Davis. Says he said he's narcissistic. He's only out for himself. I wonder if Raymond realizes that fits about 98% of politicians today, especially Democrats.
Amen.
But
when you say Democrats, you're on target. Yes, go ahead.
I had a call. A friend of mine, he knows I listen to the broadcast every day, and I call in. And he says that Disney has announced they're going to lay off 7,000 workers. And
you're exactly right. When I read that, I said, praise the Lord. The boycott by Christians is working.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. But Dr. Youngblood, do you think that, Disney's done everything they could do to push the homosexual agenda down straight people's throats? And
amen.
I think that it eventually backfires. So, which it looks like the boycott is having an effect on their bottom line. But the question that I want to ask you is, Joe Biden, is the Democratic Party going to run into the same thing to where during that State of the Union speech, he never, ever addressed how the working guy is going to buy $8 a dozen eggs, $6 a gallon gas. There's nothing about the working individual. It was all about the perverts, what we're going to do for the perverts. Mm. There's enough, isn't there enough people in America like yourself, myself, that go to work every day and we're so concentrated on taking care of our families, our loved ones, our jobs, that we don't squawk, you know, we don't holler, but we do have a brain and we're getting enough of this. Will it backfire on the Democratic Party that even the most rabid Democrats are going to say, whoa, 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 I think I'm out on a limb here?
Tom, you're exactly right. It's what I call a slow self-imposed implosion. In fact, the latest statistical data shows that only 7% of the Democrats want to see Joe Biden run again. Only 7%. Mm-hmm. In fact, 37% of the Democrats basically have come out of the closet and in political circles saying they're looking for another candidate. So we're watching a slow implosion. And I've said for some time on this broadcast that Joe Biden will be removed from office. Kamala Harris will not become president. I believe Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama will be replacement for Joe Biden. And I believe that behind the scenes is on the fast track. Joe Biden, in his speech before the nation, urges Congress to restore the soul of this nation. But to restore the soul of the nation, as you listen to his speech, and I've outlined much of it, he's simply asking for the increased socialization of America. Give this, give that, give the other, to attach people so that people are submitting to the government rather than to God. He is saying, restore the soul of America by expanding the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. He's saying, restore the soul of America by looking at people based on race, gender, and religion, and effectively placing homosexuality and transgenderism status above religious liberty and freedom of speech. And I could go on and on and on. But it's a slow-moving, self-imposed implosion that we see taking place. You're exactly right.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. You just can't keep doing wrong forever and get away. And the soul of America is the Christian.
Absolutely.
It's
scripture clearly says, if you dig a pit for somebody else, you're going to fall in it.
Amen.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you so much. And
Tom, thank you so much for your call today. And God bless you. Raymond, listen very carefully. Our time is rapidly dissipating. I've always said we need about 2 hours or 4 hours rather than 1 hour on the broadcast to get to the real rudimentary elementals.
Amen.
Of the journey. But let's switch gears for just a moment. It is the PAC, the PAC, the Political Action Committee, that is controlled by and president of the Political Action Committee called Building a Better Economy, that Daniel Davis is head of, started the PAC, and in your investigation of the PAC, that's the very group that has put out a hit piece on television and in printed form against Al Ferrero. And I'm looking at one in my hand. It says, tax and spin, that's Al Ferrero's way. And then list three things, and all three of them are simply an impossibility. I say that because it says that he authorized nearly $1 billion in new borrowing. Al Ferrero didn't have the authority to authorize $1 billion in spending. The city council. We've got 19 city council members. He's only one. Then it says city council spending skyrocketed under Al Ferrero's leadership. Al Ferrero, again, is just one out of 19. So these are fallacious, fictitious, phony charges that the average person reading that would not know. Then it says he voted for sales tax worth billions. It was a sales tax that was pushed by the mayor's office. It was pushed by other deep-pocketed power brokers in the city, and the city council voted for it. But Al Ferrero is just one vote. It goes on to talk about that. And the point is, it is the PAC, the PAC, the Political Action Committee, known as the Building a Better Economy, which is owned, operated, and controlled with about $3.5 to $4.5 million that's for Daniel Davis. Speak to that. How should we view that? Should people look at Al Ferrero as the good candidate? What are your thoughts in relationship to Ferrero's leadership potential and what he would do?
Exactly. So, again, that's why I clearly said that Daniel Davis is an absolute narcissist liar. This is the most false, absurd, absolute lies all three of those points. Completely generic. Al Ferraro has, you know, always been a friend to the taxpayers. He's not voted for all these taxes that they're, you know, it was the Davis and Curry crowd and their
yes.
controlled council members, puppet
yes.
council members that were pushing like the gas tax and the school board tax. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's not this whole, this is just lies. They just twist everything. I'll give you an example of what they did to Don Redmond in 2020. Wait, they on in the campaign for that seat. Okay, the same consultant that's drafting this mailer right here for against Al Ferraro drafted a piece against our dear friend Don Redmond to say that he voted to defund the police. This was in 2020. They went back to a 2007 city council vote where the mayor had asked to cut all city budgets by like a half a percent or something, 1% or something like that. So the council voted to ask or tell all city departments and agencies like JSO to just simply cut their budget by 1% to get the city budget. This was a vote on reining in the city budget and controlling our spending. So all the way back to 2007. But they twist that and say, oh, well, you voted for that. So you voted to, you know, during the invention of BLM and Antifa terrorism that was happening in 2020. So this is the kind of stuff they do. So the PAC that you're referring to, this is complete lies. Now, you had asked about this press release since we only got a couple minutes. So what's happening is now the Duval GOP, under the leadership of Chairman Dean Black, is – you know, completely controlled by the same mafia. He's another yes man. So now they've got money to use within the GOP. So they're enriching the same this $1 million. Now let me say this: the point that Robin Lum is making in this press release about this $950,000 or so that went to Alexander Pantanakis, who is now the front man for Tim Baker. Tim Baker, if you try to look him up, I mean, this guy's a ghost. He don't talk to the media. I mean, you can't hardly find out anything about him, hardly. And so you'd have to near about be an investigator to figure out how to get this information. So he has a new front man who I have nicknamed Baker's Pancake. His name's Pantanakis. So remember Patty Cake, Baker's man. So Pantanakis, so we nicknamed him Pancake. He's Baker's Pancake. That's why we say that. We poke at that a little bit. So he is, not only did his company get this $950,000 last year, which I, you know, you granted, you know, I'm in business too, and I understand we all can make money. And yes, it's true that a lot of that money is spent on all these expensive TV commercials and mailers. The point here is, it's all lumped in, and we don't really know how much he was paid on his end. But that's just one race. This is just one expenditure from the Duval GOP. This on-target messaging is now a multi-million dollar business. This company was written millions of dollars of checks from all over Northeast Florida, at least. And that's just the ones I know about from the surrounding counties, from multiple campaigns around the all around Northeast Florida for their advertising and direct mail, which is controlled by, you mentioned in the press release, the Stafford Jones character.
Yes.
He is again, nickname, we call him Pac-Man. Remember the old Pac-Man game? Well, he is literally the political Pac-Man, lives down in Gainesville. He's operating over 100. His whole job is just a PAC manager. So he goes and opens and manages and legal treasurer for over these 100 PACs that are then taking money from all the special interest groups. Go back to last year's race, True Conservatives PAC, owned and ran by the current state rep and the current chair of the Duval Republican Party, Dean Black. His PAC received, that True Conservatives had received money from, it was Disney, Florida Blue, South Florida Sugar Industry. So they're pumping millions of dollars into these PACs to control all the way down. I mean, they're controlling local county commissioners in Clay and St. John's and Nassau and Duval County, all over here, okay, where they're using this money as dark, hidden money to attack grassroots conservatives and spend the money to lie and advertise to make, you know, say that they're Trump Republicans. And it is totally deceitful. And I'll close with this. I know our time is ending. Just to add on to the narcissist arrogance of Daniel Davis, okay, there's a lot of conservatives that are saying we got to get together and start filing a defamation lawsuit.
Yes.
So get this. It's like, you know, just as I said, with the very masterminds of the JEA is the one pointing finger. It's like, you know, the old saying, you put the rooster in charge of the hen house. Well, guess what Daniel Davis is now doing? The article came out. He is now filing defamation lawsuits against Jacksonville TV stations and Leanne Cumber for running these ads telling the truth on him. And when asked by Jim Pickett from Channel 4 News at his press conference the other day, when Jim Pickett rightfully called out Daniel Davis to say, but you're attacking the attack ads, you're attacking Cumber, and now Ferrero, who is truly righteous, his answer was, oh, no, I'm not attacking them. I'm telling the truth. This is righteous. I'm telling the righteous truth. Mm. So he's the only one telling the truth, when in fact he's the mastermind and liar.
Well, it's having the opportunity to say it's not me, it's the PAC doing it, yet he owns, operates, and controls the PAC. Well, let's wrap up for just a moment. We've got less than a minute to go. So we're saying that Daniel Davis is not the candidate we should vote for. Leanne Cumber is not the candidate we should vote for. That Donna Deegan, as the liberal Democrat, is not the candidate. So Al Ferrero is the candidate that I believe meets the qualifications based on the biblical voter's guide found in Exodus chapter 18, verse 21, where it says, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. I believe that he meets the four characteristics and principles that's outlined in that text.
Yes,
well, Raymond, I'm delighted that you've taken time to join us today. There's one other candidate, and we don't have time to go into details. There's another candidate that's running, Danny Becton. What is the office Danny's running for, and what is your stand on that?
Oh, Danny Becton is our choice for property appraiser, and he's been endorsed by Jerry Holland. Danny Becton's a great conservative. He and Al Ferrero have been the only two conservatives on the council for the last 8 years.
Absolutely. Well, Raymond, let me ask you a question. We close. Do you agree with me that the Christians, as Christians, we must be salt and light, we must be involved in the political process, and we must pray and seek God's wisdom in voting for our candidates? Is that a correct statement?
Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us today, Raymond. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in, jumping into the broadcast today, and facing the issues. We're looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You've been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.